People have been legally smoking recreational pot in Washington and Colorado for over a year. The federal government has said, for now, we won't stop it as long as you follow certain conditions. But a group in Washington, D.C. is still fighting to shut down the pot industry, and they're using federal racketeering laws, laws that allow neighbors to sue pot businesses for personal damage. The group has already started in Colorado, and Washington State is next. Kristen Wyatt covered the story for the Associated Press, and she told KUOW's David Hyde it all comes back to the fundamental conflict of legal pot.
As you know, in all the pot states, pot remains illegal under federal law. It's just that the states aren't enforcing that law. So if you go to a federal court, bring a claim there, you have a maybe better chance than you would in a state court.
And as I understand it, there's two cases that have been brought in Colorado. What can you tell us?
There's two test cases, one against a pot shop in kind of a mountain resort town. The other lawsuit is against a warehouse where they're going to grow pot in southern Colorado. The resort pot shop abandoned plans to expand after this lawsuit, and they ended up closing and had to sell all the pot for really cut-rate prices and just declare a fire sale and close up doors. And the one in southern Colorado is kind of still unresolved, and the owners are still building out this warehouse to grow pot.
So even though it's legal under state law, just the threat of these lawsuits put them out of business effectively.
That's a great way of saying it. Just the threat of these lawsuits completely put them out of business. And the owner of the shop says, I was just buried and I can't stay in business without somebody resolving this federal state issue.
So what is the federal government saying so far?
The federal government so far has been silent. So far, none of these cases have gone to a judge. It's really unclear what the judiciary would do. So we haven't really seen what that conflict will be if it ever goes to a judge.
Pot's now legal here in Washington State as well. What have you heard about this anti-recreational marijuana group targeting businesses here?
They're pretty frank about that. If these two cases work, they are ready, they say ready, and going to pull lawsuits all over the country in every state that has any kind of commercial marijuana industry. The main takeaway from these two lawsuits is that if you go into business in something that's still federally illegal, you risk losing everything and you have no claim to get your investment back. And that's why it's still a very dangerous time to be in this business.
So if these anti-pot groups are successful, could this destroy the sort of burgeoning recreational pot business?
They would love to destroy the burgeoning legal pot business. They want to return to the days when you put your whole livelihood at risk if you do any sort of business with a pot. And they are very open about wanting to put a target on the back of anybody in this industry.
Could they be successful, though?
They could definitely chill investment. They could chill banks from loaning money to anybody in this industry. Already, I hear anecdotal reports of the whole bonding. This is a surety bonding industry has completely dropped all pot clients. So if you, for example, need a surety bond in order to get a license from your city to open a pot shop, you're going to have to find someone that will just give you cash because you cannot get a surety bond anymore. This is kind of like boring nuts and bolts of what small businesses need. So I think they definitely are at risk.
Kristen Wyatt writes for the Associated Press. She's talked with David Hyde.